Blog Talk Radio.
To an impromptu special edition of Living Wild Nation for Friday, June 30th, 2017, the last day of the month. And on this edition of Living Wild Nation, we're going to talk about some people, and I do mean people, who have been making some legal or legality type threats against me. We're also going to talk about some of these little punk motherfuckers, and I do mean punk motherfuckers, that are in and around the Dallas area that are just straight bitches, like my last co-host, for instance, Mr. Travis Staley Steele, whatever you want to call him, and then how he's sending his henchmen after me. Oh, how dare you talk about this guy because he's got disability and he's got this and he's got all these fucking issues. Hey, look, I said it once, I said it twice, and I'll say it again. This motherfucker ain't nobody special. Just like me, other than the fact that I'm a lot heavier than he is as far as weight. We are both willing and able bodies. Now, I don't know about the fact that he's got the psychosis bullshit going on. Whatever the fuck that's about, I don't have that shit. In fact, I'll even go as far as to talk about recently. When I say recently, I'll say, mid-April or so, I went through a psychological evaluation because I wanted to know my IQ level. I wanted to know a few other couple things about myself that I didn't know before, just for shits and giggles and to do a few other things with the vocational rehab that I was talking about. And I come to find out some things that about me that I'm talking about here for the first time to you, the audience, that I do suffer from. PTSD, had no idea. I kind of assumed I was in denial when I first heard about it or whatever, but you know, this doctor was impartial. She asked me a shitload of questions. We were there for like 5-6 hours, and like, man, it was pretty intense or whatever. But my cardio's gotten better because, you know, I've been doing the physical therapy or whatever. Haven't done much this week, but it has gotten better. There was, I want to say, Wednesday was a real good day. was a real, real good day for me. Because hang on 1 second. I'm going to take a swig of this. If you haven't tried this, it's been out for a long time, ladies and gentlemen. Green tea with ginseng and honey. Arizona tea. Calories ain't too bad. Let's see, 3 servings. 70 times 3, that's it's 210 calories, but it's not too bad. So let me squirt this down real quick. But yeah, I found out some shit that I kind of knew, but I wanted to confirm with a doctor first about it. And I'm not on here to have you or anyone else feel sorry for me. I just figure if I can share my story, stories about myself, and it can help someone else that may be going through the storm, as we say in the Bible, or as we say in the church, let the church say amen. Because I don't know what you come to do, because I came here to preach. And I preach it that thyself as thy will. See, in the book of Uzzah, it says, you preach as thyself as thy will. Well, what does that mean, Pastor Uzzah? Well, let me tell you what that means. That means that when you go in front of a congregation, they don't have to be in the body of a building of a church or a congregation per se, but if you go in front of a group of people, it can be at a restaurant, it can be at a meeting such as a conference hall or some type of building that has conference rooms or whatever, and you're presenting something, PowerPoint by death or not, and you're preaching and you're teaching people, and they're learning and they're trying to retain all that information that you're trying to give them. You know, it's a situation like that. So preach thyself, or preach it thyself as thy will. So if you preach it as thyself, as thy will, then they will learn. And then they can make the choice ultimately to either follow into your footsteps and take what knowledge that you have, especially if it's a diverse crowd, or they can not take what it is. So it is what it is, and I just cannot stress enough about the importance of, you know, talking about those type of things. Now, earlier this week, I did go on to talking about some people that were going to try to trade with me. I feel like the Jim Cornette of my inner circle. And yes, I'm a Facebook public figure now, by the way, because I have the 5,000 friends that I work towards. So when I work towards a goal, I make it happen. I can't say anything about my constituents or former co-hosts, if you will. When I set a goal, Rob Uzzah accomplishes a goal. And that's just that simple. And I'm going to take this podcast slow, surely, and I'm going to do things my way. And that's just that. I don't need to be part of some big podcast network. If the offer does come, then okay, we'll talk money. But I'm not going to bow down to someone else's ways, if you will, just because they don't agree with some of the shit that I say. Does it sound like I'm doing a shoot? Does it sound like I'm bashing somebody? Well, maybe. And usually they have it coming because they know who they are. They know exactly who they are. And one person in particular that was trying to trade blows with me, name was Jesus. Don't know who the fuck this guy is, but apparently my former co-host, Travis Steele, has been telling people that oh my God, this guy Rob said this, Rob said that. The only thing I said to him was, I said, Travis, other than the psychosis that you experience, your complaints about ADHD, major depression, and anxiety, I feel you on that because I suffer from those three mental issues as well. But that's where it stops with me. Now, as far as the psychosis, I can sympathize with you, but I've known people that are at worse mental and physical health. I know, as a matter of fact, my own girl Rena, if Rena listens to this, I'm not going to go too much into her disability, but I know for a fact that just giving her back issues, that if you were to give her Tylenol 3, for instance, they ain't going to do shit. If you were to give her, say, hydrocodone 5, 325, that ain't going to do shit. You give her something like Oxycontin or a hydrocodone 10, 325, which is what I take for my back, that might do a little something for her and put a little dent on the pain. Ultimately, she's got bulging disc and all this other shit going on with her, and she still gets up, has a fucking kid who's like 7, 8, 9 years old now. I forgot how old old girl was, but has a fucking kid and can still work. So, Travis, what's your excuse? What is your fucking excuse? Oh, I tried the vocational rehab and it's done nothing for me. Hell, I've been doing it myself and I've gotten positive results. I'm going back to college. Finish my bachelor's. Yeah. Come this fall. I just need to make the appointment and get booked and probably get some more certifications, but that's what I'm doing. I'm on a hustling game. I'm a willing and able body. And I'm here to announce that as more information comes out, I will be the insurance that I have now. It's taken a lot of work. That's another reason why I haven't been doing the podcast as much lately, because I've been focusing on myself. And once I gave up trying to focus on women and trying to get with women and trying to date women, not that there's anything wrong with that now. Dating women is okay, but you got to have yourself. See, if you don't have yourself together, I'm preaching again now. I want the church to say amen. And we got a caller on the line. I know who it is. Because he figures that I'm going to go and bash him and say shit about him. I guess he wants to make sure that I don't say nothing about him. You know, because he called me. Not going to mention any names. But he got me fired up. I wasn't even planning on fucking doing the podcast. I'm sitting here on my phone. And I'm trying to order a part from AutoZone because the blower motor in my AC, which is a bitch to get to. I mean, like, there's two ways to get it. You can go through the easiest way, which is a video that I found. You can go through what's that damn box called? Where the fuse box, and then take out the board for the where the pedals are, you know, brake pedals and the gas pedal are. That's the easiest way to get to it. Because it's right up underneath the dash, like in between the radio, where the radio console and all that shit sits. I would rather pay more for a part at AutoZone than to sit there, because I was looking at the different prices. I could buy the price, let's say $50. By the time you tack on taxes and shipping, I'm going to spend the same damn about $70, $80 in the store any damn way. And I'm going to spend about the same amount if I bought it off the internet. I usually go to partgeeks.com, just give y'all a plug, partsgeek.com for your car parts. Heaven knows I've been to them plenty of times, giving them plenty of business. And all this shit is good. I have never had a problem with them. For real, for real. I got to get that shit done, and man. It's been 100-degree weather. 100-degree weather, man. I mean, my big ass, you know, even if I was 150 pounds lighter, goddamn, that Texas heat ain't no punk. And if you ain't from the southern south side like me, if you ain't from Dallas, if you ain't from goddamn any southern towns or any southern states, then you ain't going, there ain't no way you can live in Texas. Texas is known as the bipolar state. It's got like a bipolar fucking, like one minute, I bullshit you now. I remember a couple weeks ago, first it was hot, then it started raining, then the rain let up, then the sun came out, and then there was a nice little breeze, but when that same, that next day, whoo, right back to 95, 100. I was driving earlier, had the AC going, and I can hear the motors going out. So I got to get that motherfucker fixed. If I get it fixed tomorrow, then we all good. So let me see who the fuck this is on the line. I don't know why they called in, but I ain't said shit about them. But 818, you're on live with Living Loud Nation with Rob Smirnoff Hustle. Hello? Do you want me to put you on mute so you can just listen?
Yes.
I don't know what interest you had in calling about this. I'm talking about other shit. So
that's all we cared about. So. And it's been a good
anyway.
Show.
Oh, it's been a good show. Now I have a good show. I'm not going to mention your name on air. If anybody just knows the past, they know who you are. But,
yeah,
you know, I'm not going to mention
your names. And we will go off and on our most, we'll go off on our, you know, separate ways. And have a good night, okay?
Yeah, your phone sucks, so fix that shit. What the hell's all that noise, man? Motherfucker sound like somebody jacking off or something, man. What the hell's up? What you doing over there? Taking a shit?
Not me.
Oh, is that ugly, big nose, big rhino looking motherfucker? I'm sorry, dog. I had to get that in one more time. Oh, yeah. I had to get your ass one good goddamn time. Hey, you said don't mention names. You didn't say I could high-five on you on
hey,
the air.
You can say say whatever you want. You can say whatever you want, just don't mention names. We don't care what
exactly.
You say. You don't have to mention our names. That's all. You can say whatever
big
you want.
Walnut,
just don't mention names.
Big potato head, walnut head looking motherfucker, you. Come on. I'm in the mood for. I know you got something to say. Come on.
We really don't. Anyways, we hope you have a good night. And we're gonna go.
All right. I don't know why that bitch ass is calling in the first place. I should talk about that funky ass. But like I said, man. Damn, don't drop that son of a bitch up. I'm going to go ahead and cut it short. I wasn't even planning on doing the show tonight, but I just need to get a couple things off my chest. Someone kind of called me and so that we won't have any more fucking problems and I ain't got to hear motherfuckers crying no more. And take me off the list. Don't say this. I'm going to sue you. So I ain't got to hear all that bullshit. Let me just end it on a positive note. Just know your boy's doing all right. And Let me see if I can order this part off this damn website. Blower motor on the AC. Motherfucker. Well, how about it? This has been Living Loud Nation for June 30th, 2017. I am Rossman off Buzzle. I'll catch you on the next show. Take care.